Today, the White House released its 2006 National Security Strategy Report, an update of the report released 4 years ago. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley presented the report today at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Here's some of what he had to say.
The President's strategy affirms that the doctrine of preemption remains sound and must remain an integral part of our national security strategy. If necessary, the strategy states, under long-standing principles of self-defense, we do not rule out the use of force before attacks occur, even if uncertainty remains as to the time and place of the enemy's attack.
Joining us now is David Green, NPR's White House correspondent, with us here in Studio 3A today. Nice to have you in the building for once.
Good to be here, Neil.
This strategy of preemption, the strategy that gave us Iraq.
Indeed it is, and a strategy that the White House is restating today. They don't offer a clear sense of when the strategy will be used, not on a whole lot of details. The report that came from the White House today suggests it's a last resort, lists some vague conditions. They'll only act preemptively when the United States has proceeded deliberately, weighed the consequences, made sure that the reasons are clear. It's not the kind of language that's going to clear up all the questions that have been tossed at the president, such as why Iraq and not Iran or North Korea. So a lot of confusion might remain.
And confusion attending a new wording about Iran today in this new strategy report.
Indeed. And obviously, the president's been tough on Iran before, but stating that Iran claims not to be trying to develop any nuclear weapons, but saying that the United States just doesn't believe them. And the United States is going to work with allies to make Iran be transparent. It accuses Iran of sponsoring terrorism, of threatening Israel. The report says the United States is going to continue to try to take diplomatic actions to force Iran to be transparent. There might be some action out of the United Nations in coming days, but the last words are that diplomacy has to succeed because diplomacy has to succeed if confrontation is to be avoided. That's diplo-speak. I mean, it's not something explosive, but it's notable if the report raises even the subject of confrontation.
And it also says all necessary measures would be taken to prevent Iran's acquisition of nuclear weapons. Again, a phrase that gives you some strategic ambiguity, but there's a big club there in the background.
Indeed, sitting right there in full view.
And another country that came in for some criticism today, or at least advice, China.
Indeed. And again, the president's been tough on China before, but it kind of cements some concerns about China in the president's foreign policy. It says that the leaders of China have said that they're committed to a peaceful path to development, but there are a lot of problems, such as the fact that China is developing, expanding its military in a way that's not transparent. And the report accuses them of trying to lock up energy supplies and direct markets in a way that comes from a discredited era, not the way that's going to engage other nations in a positive type of relationship. So certainly a warning to that country as well. And it's a big, important country that the United States, I think, is very afraid of if they're not being transparent.
Yeah. They accuse the Chinese of mercantilism, which is a charge that hasn't been levied recently.
In a very long time. Yeah, that's right, Neil.
This strategy, this idea of preemption, the people said that, in fact, Iraq was more preventive than preemptive. But anyway, does this report, this update, acknowledge that there might have been any problems with this the execution of this policy in the past?
It acknowledges essentially what the White House has acknowledged before, that there was faulty intelligence that was wrong about WMDs. And it says that the president has taken steps to address that and tried to reform the intelligence community. But it is unapologetic, as has often been the case with this president. It blames Saddam Hussein, again, for drawing the United States into an invasion, suggesting that if Saddam Hussein removed the ambiguity that he created, Iraq could have avoided a confrontation. So saying, yes, the intelligence was faulty, yes, we thought there were WMDs there, but the world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power.
David Green, thanks very much.
Pleasure to be here, Neil.
David Green, NPR's White House correspondent, with us here in Studio 3A. You can read the full report, if you'd like, at our website, npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.